This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
Bankers who recklessly mismanage their banks should go to jail. That's from a new British government report looking at banking failures. We're joined live by Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Mark.
So let's be clear. The report is calling for prison not only for fraud, but also negligence. Explain that.
That's right. Well, the call is for a new crime to be created, the offence of reckless banking. The parliamentary report, which makes this recommendation, was commissioned after a whole series of British banking scandals, from the LIBOR interest rate rigging scam up to the financial crisis itself, where some banks ran up such huge debts that they had to be bailed out to the tune of tens of billions of dollars during the crisis. John McFall, a member of the Upper House of Parliament, was one of the authors of this report into British banking.
We were set up to look at the issue of standards and culture, and I think that the standards are abysmally low and the culture is rotten, so something has to change.
And along with the call for jail time for rogue bankers, the report also suggests that their pensions should be cancelled.
Strong words in this report, but these are just recommendations after all. What are the chances anything in these hundreds of pages will actually become law?
Well, it's going to be tricky. There's the issue of exact responsibility. Major decisions in a bank are often made by the whole board. Are you going to jail the whole board for risky behaviour? And what about the managers too? Also, this is a difficult issue for Britain, which is heavily dependent on banking and financial services. The UK wants to clean up the industry, but it doesn't want to be so draconian that it drives banks and bankers away.
All right, Marketplace's Stephen Beard, live from London. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.